Welcome back to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional messmaker. This week, I want to talk about bouncing back. Resiliency. We, as well as the kids in our lives, all face challenges on a daily basis. And some of us bounce back from those challenges without even thinking about it. Others of us get sidelined by the slightest little difficulty. And the difference is resiliency. I have referred to this in other contexts as grit. You can go back and listen to other episodes of this podcast, and I make references to grit itself and ways that you can build grit. But resiliency is a practice. Resiliency is a mindset. Resiliency can be a choice. Resiliency can be making a decision and then backing that decision up with behavior or with action. So when a child fails a test, they can either get angry or depressed or let themselves feel defeated, unable. Or they can choose resiliency. They can say, okay, well, I didn't do as well as I expected or hoped on that test, but I can study harder. I can practice whatever the subject is a little longer. I can explore the topic from a different angle. Giving themselves the opportunity to practice is an act of resiliency. Looking at a stumble as an opportunity to practice, to get better at something, versus saying, oh, that's just too hard, and I'm gonna go in the opposite direction or avoid that thing altogether. So, part of that is building skill sets, having a wide range of skills gives kids resiliency. Having strong skill sets encourages kids to say, oops, that didn't work out the way that I thought it was going to. Let's do it a different way. Let's try something else to achieve the same goal. There are episodes where I have talked about engaging your kids or your students in challenges. Engaging kids in challenges from a perspective of play and exploration reinforces resiliency because you're encouraging them to explore. You're encouraging them to test themselves. You're encouraging them to try something new. All of that builds resilience. And kids are willing to have more of an open mind when something is difficult, when they go at it from that perspective, versus going at an experience that gives them a sense of judgment. When an experience gives them a sense of judgment, they immediately become resistant to it. Whereas if we can encourage them and allow them to feel in control of the outcome of the experience, they're more willing to feel that struggle and do it anyway. What I want to encourage is what I try to encourage each and every week from a different perspective. I want to encourage you to create experiences that engage skills, that allow kids to experience. So doing things like running science experiments or going on a nature hike, no matter the weather, going on a nature hike and using their own knowledge base to learn something new, to investigate something that they've never seen before, never heard before, never smelled before, never felt before. This will put them in control of the learning and in control of the experience. And it will allow them to experience the building of resilience, because they may try to do something that goes very, very wrong. But because it was their choice to try something, they're willing to dust themselves off, get back up, and do it a different way until they conquer it. So that thing could be trying to climb a tree when there's snow on the ground. Or trying to build a snow person or a group of snow people. Those things may not go well the very first time you try. But when you can look at it as an experience and not a test, then you're willing to look for the different ways to go about accomplishing a task. I've talked a lot in all of the different episodes that I've shared about the different experiences you can create. We talked about going on a nature hike. That's one of my favorite examples because you can do it all year long, in countless different places, in many different types of weather, under countless circumstances, and each time the experience is new. The learning is new. The skills that are engaged not only are new, but they're tested. New skills are tested, existing skills are tested, and hopefully those existing skills are strengthened because the experience becomes about exactly that, the experience and not about the test, not about the pass or fail, but it becomes about how it feels, what the experience is. And that is always more enjoyable than being faced with criticism or judgment or the mark of pass or fail. Having experiences is how we create lifelong learners that want to challenge themselves, that want to have new experiences, that are excited about trying something they've never done before. Whether that's acting in a play, which requires memorizing lines and taking on a new personality and all kinds of interpersonal skills that kids may not have ever used before. But they're excited to do it because it's an experience. It's not a test. It's not a pass-fail. It's an exploration. It's an opportunity to experiment with new information, new skills, new ideas. If ever there was a time to embrace the idea of bouncing back, it is now. We have been through a series of tough times over the last year. And depending on where you live or your circumstances, you may be seeing or experiencing some versions of normalcy again. And those situations may feel different than they used to. That is another example of resilience and bouncing back. How do we pick up either from where we left off or from where we currently are to go to a place where we want to be? The way we would have in other circumstances. It may not feel natural or secure to do things the way that we've always done them. That is going to be true for us as adults, as it is going to be for the kids in our lives. Everything from going back to in-person school, or doing things with friends, or simply going to the store. Those things may no longer feel familiar, and therefore, we may experience some resistance. And if we and the kids in our lives have skill sets that reinforce resilience, we can find ways to work ourselves back into those once familiar circumstances. Our emotions are another way that we can bounce back or practice resilience or practice and experience connection and engagement again. We have undoubtedly experienced the full range of human emotions this year. Probably from time to time, all at once. And that's okay. We learned, because of resilience, how to cope with those situations. And as we face, I don't even know if we want to call it going back to normal, but as we face doing things we used to do again, we're going to experience emotions. And emotional resilience is something that we also need to build and practice. And we can engage our emotions and practice our emotions, especially with the kids in our lives, through creative experiences. I have talked again in previous episodes about how art can help us process emotions and can also help us process our thoughts. So you can use art experiences to build resilience. Art itself engages all kinds of skills and abilities. And a lot of us might think of ourselves as not being artistic. I would argue that you actually are. You just haven't had enough practice to see that you actually are artistic or creative. So I would encourage getting out the art supplies or buying art supplies, which can be everything from yarn to paper scraps to crayons and coloring pages to clay or Play-Doh. Whatever it is you are most interested in, or the kids in your lives are most interested in, and be creative. Make something. Tell a story about what it is that you're creating and why you're creating it. Having a creative outlet is a great way to explore and engage emotions and build emotional resilience. It's also a great way to practice resilience in terms of building skills and learning new things or having new experiences, because art, though it is a creative experience, is difficult at first because you're doing something you've probably never done before. It also involves letting go of rules, which is difficult for some people. It also involves letting go of expectations, which are both things that can be difficult for kids of all ages. Side note, it can be difficult for us as adults too. But it is a free-flowing way to practice resilience, to practice building new skills, to practice engaging our emotions, and to bring emotions and skill building together into a fun and engaging experience is a great way to get kids to try something new. So get out the art supplies, get out the Play-Doh, get out the paint, get out the tissue paper and the glue, and create something. Do some paper mache, which is a great long-term project that requires patience, which is part of resilience. It requires creativity. It requires being willing to bring an idea to life. Choosing that you want to create something. Deciding the best process to use to begin creating something. And then doing it. And along the way, you're going to face challenges. You're going to have to learn how to do something. How something is created. You're going to try techniques. You're going to try mixing tools, mixing colors, mixing materials. And some of it's going to work, and some of it's going to make a mess. And when the mess is created, we can either have a meltdown and say, this isn't worth it. I don't want to do this. It's too hard. Or we can say, oops, well, that didn't work exactly the way that I thought it would. But a mess can be cleaned up. Let's start over and try that a different way. That is a resilience mindset. And when we can encourage that in kids, they will take that through their lives. And over time, become successful kids, successful teenagers, and successful adults because they're willing to try and fail. They're willing to create a plan, start the plan, and alter the plan when it's needed. So we are nearing the end of the winter season, hopefully with spring right around the corner, which brings with it all kinds of opportunities to start again. And that's what I want to encourage you to practice this week. I want to encourage you to practice bouncing back with the kids in your life. What are some things that you or the kids have struggled with this year? Pick one, or everybody pick one and make it a group activity. And come up with ways that you can practice getting better. Practice getting better without resistance, without judgment, without fear of failure, and making it a fun experience. Making it a fun experience to fail, to test an idea and say, oops, that didn't work. What now? And then coming up with an answer for that what now or what next. You can do that with play experiences, games, challenges. You can do that with work opportunities. Things I've talked about in the past are gardening. Gardening is a good one for demonstrating and practicing resilience because, let's face it, no matter how hard we try, sometimes not every plant or seedling survives. And it's not always our fault. I love to garden, but I don't always have the greatest green thumb. And that's okay because it's about the experience. It's about the ability and the opportunity to process the emotions that you might experience in that moment that get worked out through the experience of gardening, through the process of watering plants, or weeding, or putting things in the ground, or harvesting the food as it's ready, or trimming pieces off of homegrown herbs and then using them in food. All of these are experiences that are attached to emotional experiences and emotional reactions. And these are great ways for kids to have an experience and to practice their emotional reactions to those experiences. Are they going to have a positive emotional reaction, or are they going to have a negative one? That is in their control. And that is a great way to teach kids resiliency. Teaching them the idea that they are in control of their reactions. They may just need to practice being in control of their reactions. Being in control of the building of their skill sets. Or they may need to practice being in control of their emotional reactions. And by having play or work experiences are great ways to do that. Again, you can go back and listen to other episodes that I have done as part of this podcast to find those examples. I've talked about everything from building birdhouses to going on nature hikes to doing scavenger hunts, to building forts, to, I can't even remember all the examples I've given. I have talked about gingerbread houses and Candyland the game and bringing it to life. Another fun, great way to build skills and practice resilience, both in terms of skills and skill building, as well as emotions. So I would encourage you to go back and listen to some of the different episodes that are a part of this podcast to find those examples. You can also join my weekly live event that I hold on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. where you can come and ask me questions and ask other parents and caregivers questions around how to create activities that do these things. So I would encourage you to head over to thecreativecampusonline.com and you can find the links to join that free experience as well as some of the others that I offer. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you'll come back next time when I'll have another fun skill building learning topic to dive into together. Thanks for joining me, and I'll talk to you soon.